Delling Pole, The BBC is the Enemy of Britain and British Values. By James Delling Pole on June 20, 2019. How depressing it would be if the typical Muslim in Britain today were embodied by Abdullah Patel. Abdullah is the imam at a mosque in Gloucester. Doesn't speak English that well, has a burning sense of grievance about a thing he calls Islamophobia. Is a fan of Jeremy Corbyn because he scares Zionists. Sick, thinks Gaza is the modern-day Auschwitz, warns women who have been sexually assaulted that it takes two to tango. Supports Gage, the organization which had a research director who once described the ISIS killer Jihadi John as a beautiful young man. Is deputy head teacher of a heavily criticized school with an Islamic ethos and curriculum. Call me old-fashioned, but I don't much like the cut of Abdullah's jib. Chippy, whiny, cry-bullying, over-eager to play the Muslim card at every opportunity. Sympathetic, at the very least, to terrorist sympathizers. Casually misogynistic, anti-Semitic. Though no doubt he'd gloss it with euphemism anti-Zionist. And probably thick as mince, Abdullah is emblematic of so much that is wrong with cultural cohesion in Britain today. Is this dodgy geezer really representative of British Muslims? Some of you will no doubt say I'm being naive, but I don't think he is at all. I think of my Muslim GP, the Muslim woman who is treating my Lyme disease, the Muslim special friend who wrote me some fan mail for my podcast, the Muslim readers who occasionally accost me in the streets to tell me they're big fans of my columns, the Muslims who work for my brother's tech startup, the Muslim guy who fixed my car the other day. What all the above have in common, apart from being Muslim obviously, is that they're ordinary British people who just want to get along in British society, make a living, improve their lot, give their kids a better standard of living than they had themselves, just like the rest of us. These, I believe, are much, much more representative of Muslim Britain than noisy ingrates like Abdullah. But you'd never guess this from the way Muslims are represented by the BBC. The BBC is now trying to tell us that it was a complete accident that when they were looking for a token Muslim to appear on their now infamous conservative leaders' debate, they ended up with an anti-Semitic Corbynista cry-bully obsessed with Islamophobia. Yeah, right. The last time I debated with a Muslim on the BBC, the one that they'd chosen was a self-described Islamist who said he despised British history and felt no pride in being British. Largely, it seemed, because his knowledge of Britain's history was confined to the Bengal famine for which he blamed Winston Churchill. And you wonder why people like me increasingly say no when invited onto these BBC discussion programs. What's the point? Why make yourself a target? To understand what's wrong with the BBC, you only need remind yourself of Robert Conquest's three laws of politics. Everyone is conservative about what he knows best. Any organization not explicitly right-wing sooner or later becomes left-wing. The simplest way to explain the behavior of any bureaucratic organization is to assume that it is controlled by a cabal of its enemies. The second one is a given in the BBC's case, but it's the last one which is most germane in this instance. Mad though it may seem for an organization called the British Broadcasting Corporation, the BBC viscerally loathes Britain. It despises Britain's traditions, its values, its indigenous population, its history, its culture, its instinctive conservatism. All of which it wants to remake anew with the kind of year zero approach which proved so successful in late 70s Cambodia. And that, to cut to the chase, is why the BBC chose Abdullah as its token Muslim. And why the BBC will always prefer to choose people like Abdullah as its token Muslim. Because, just like the BBC, people like Abdullah hate Britain. I see that the remaining conservative leadership candidates are so disgusted with the biased way the BBC handled the leaders' debate that they are considering boycotting similar future BBC events. A fat lot of good this will do. If Boris Johnson is serious about restoring British greatness when he becomes Prime Minister, one of the first problems he will have to address is that of an overprotected, arrogant state broadcaster hell-bent on undermining Britain and British values at every turn. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.